The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Ohio State on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, Coach, I was wondering, when was that moment in the first four games when you think you saw the light come on for Miles Sanders and the sort of like being himself? I mean, obviously he's following some pretty big shoes there and stuff, but what stands out about his game at this moment?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there was a moment. He's been learning and growing and building confidence, you know, since the day he stepped on campus, and then obviously, you know, being in a complimentary role the last couple of years, and now being, you know, obviously the feature back. You know, he's gotten better every single day. He's very mature. He's obviously very talented. But yeah, I don't know if there was one specific moment. He just, you know, continues to get better, is very coachable, and has got a lot of different, you know, skill sets that people are looking for at the running back position. So we're fortunate and blessed to have him, and we think he's playing behind a, you know, pretty experienced and talented O-line, the same thing at the tight end position.
Yeah, and when you look at Ohio State's offense now with Dwayne Haskins Jr. at quarterback instead of JT Barrett, you know, the last 4 years, well, what do you see as the biggest difference, and what stands out in from your vantage point about Haskins in particular?
I just think they're obviously you know, different when it comes to the passing game. You know, before they were a quarterback run oriented offense, and now, you know, he's able to distribute the ball and get the ball to all the playmakers that they've been able to recruit and develop all over the field. So it makes it, you know, difficult and challenging to stop them because they got, you know, some really talented wide receivers and running backs and, you know, offensive line, probably the better O-line that I've seen at Ohio State since we've been here. So, you know, they got a lot of different weapons, and he does a really, really good job of distributing the ball and getting the ball into all those playmakers' hands.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Heather Dennings, ESPN.
How specifically do you keep the players focused on the game instead of the implications of it?
Yeah, and I guess it doesn't really start this week. That's how we always approach things. You know, I've gotten, you know, criticized in the past because of, you know, not wanting to say a game is a rivalry game or not saying that this game is more important than another game because it's non-conference or conference or whatever it may be. This is one of the exact reasons why we do things the way we do it, is each week for us is the Super Bowl. We approach it as such. Obviously, I can't control the stuff that they hear externally, media, fans, family members, professors, friends, people walking around campus. But what I can do is create an environment here in our football building at practice where our approach doesn't change, you know, and we've used that approach not only my 4 years here at Penn State, but also my 8 years of being a head coach, and we've been able to play, you know, pretty good in these types of games.
Now that we've had 4 years of the playoff, how well do you feel like you understand how it works in that committee room?
I feel like, yeah, I got a pretty good understanding. I've talked to a lot of different people that have been in that room. I think the challenging part is the people in the room change. So we've been told what factors are supposed to be important, but the reality is you got individuals making decisions, and you know, I think it's the hard part is it's going to change yearly depending on what individuals are in the room. So, you know, I think I got a pretty good understanding of how it works, but I don't know if anybody's ever going to have a true understanding of how it works, because, like I said, the personalities and the experiences in the room change. So for us, I want to have an idea, but after that, you know, we really want to spend our time focused on the things that we can control, and that's our football team, and that's our development, and that's finding a way to, you know, to win and to be 1-0 this week.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Coach, good afternoon.
the most difficult challenge when you have to prepare for a game where, I mean, in a non-traditional sense, these are two Big Ten offenses averaging more than 50 points per game? I know it's early in the season, but what's the biggest challenge when you know both offenses can put up that many points?
Well, I think the biggest thing is making sure our players understand that that's going to happen. You know, it's you know, both teams have the ability to make big plays, and you know, we can't you know, get concerned about that. We just got to keep kind of chipping away at it, you know, one play at a time at a championship standard for four quarters. But you know, they're going to make some plays. We're going to make some plays. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think we've been tested a little bit, you know, with our App State game to start the season, and we're able to overcome some of that adversity. And you know, we've been, I think, three out of the last four games against Ohio State have been, you know, 7 points or less. You know, so, you know, it's going to be a tremendous challenge. But I think the biggest thing is making sure our players understand this is going to be four quarters, and this is going to be a 12-round heavyweight fight with a bunch of really good, talented players on the field and two teams with sound schemes. And you know, there's going to be plays made, and we just got to keep battling and keep swinging and you know, stay focused on the goal at hand.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hi, James. I'm asking a lot of coaches this week about the red shirt rule because there's been several older players around the country that have decided to transfer out right around now to avoid losing the year of eligibility. I was just curious if that was ever something that you thought could happen or that was discussed among coaches or even on your staff with this rule going into effect this year.
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think it's not just the red shirt rule. It's the combination that we have, you know, made transferring easier and easier. And now you're in a situation where, again, you know, you talk about the game and you talk about using the game to teach life lessons and things like that. You know, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about it because, when you take the combination of the new red shirt rule, but probably more importantly that we've made transferring easier and easier, that, you know, I worry, are we getting to a point where instead of staying and working and challenging yourself to overcome adversity, and again, I'm not saying all situations are like this, but it just seems like there's a high percentage of guys that are leaving. And I think the other thing is, I think, you know, it's very football driven. And, you know, some of the transfer rules that were initially put in weren't put in based on football. They were supposed to be based on academic, but they haven't played out that way. So I just think we have to be careful that we overreact to how some things maybe are being, you know, presented when, you know, we know, you know, when you make these changes that there's going to be obviously more fallout and more byproducts of some of the decisions that we've made. And a lot of these rules, we complain about a lot of these rules, but these rules are in place for a reason. So, you know, I think it's very concerning what I see that's going on around the country right now.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.